पश्यामि त्वां सर्वतोऽनन्तरूपम् नान्तं न मध्यं न पुनस्तवादिं पश्यामि विश्वेश्वर विश्वरूपम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स, ओ यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म, आई सी इन योर बॉडी मेनी मेनी आर्म्स, बेलीज, माउथ्स एंड आईज एक्सपैंडेड एवरीवेयर विदाउट लिमिट। I see in you no end, no middle, and no beginning. Purport. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and is unlimited. Thus, through him, everything could be seen. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सगणा रघुनाथान्मिदं त्वां स्वजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। ट्रांसलेशन वंस अगेन। ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स, ओ यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म, आई सी इन योर बॉडी मेनी मेनी आर्म्स, बेलीज, माउथ्स एंड आईज एक्सपैंडेड एवरीवेयर विदाउट लिमिट। आई सी इन यू नो एंड, नो मिडल, and no beginning. So here it is Arjuna offering prayers to Krishna when he sees the universal form of the Lord, which is unlimited. And here he is expressing his wonder that Krishna, in his universal form, he could see there was no beginning, no middle, and no end. Krishna was factually unlimited right in front of his eyes. He could see Krishna in his full glory of his infinite power. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Jai. So we can understand from the Bhagavad Gita how Krishna, he is the original powerhouse. He is the source of all power in the entire creation. And whatever powers we have is simply by the grace of Krishna. Whatever intelligence, Krishna actually says in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Buddhir Buddhimatam Asmi, I am the intelligence of the intelligent. I am the power of the powerful. So whatever power or whatever intelligence or whatever great things we observe in this world around us, the source of all of that is actually Krishna. And actually Krishna exhibited one of his powers 5000 years ago on this particular day by lifting Govardhan Hill on the little finger of his left hand. He exhibited his supreme power in this way. Now this particular pastime of the Lord is very interesting. In the sense that it reveals many, many aspects of the Supreme Lord Krishna's personality. I was speaking how everything all powers and all intelligence that we observe in the world around us, the original source is Krishna. Now in today's world, in the scientific community, the hot field is artificial intelligence. Many might have heard about it. Artificial intelligence means man using his intelligence and using his scientific knowledge tries to make machines operate intelligently. For example, intelligent structures. Now, how can a structure be intelligent? It is dead matter. Now, an intelligent structure or maybe an intelligent window of a building . If you make it intelligent, quote unquote, then what will happen is, according to the movements of the sun, the window will adjust itself. That is automatic control, as if that building or that structure has the ability to think. Just like a human being, when he's in the hot sun, because he is intelligent, he won't remain standing there, because he will know that it is harmful for my health. So he will come to a shady place. He will come to a shady place because of his intelligence. So similarly, intelligent structures are so programmed by human beings that they will adjust themselves as if they themselves have intelligence. I just gave an example of structures, but nowadays scientists are into artificial intelligence into every area. In the field of computers with artificial intelligence, and robotics is another field, vehicles with artificial intelligence program the machines in such a way as if they have got intelligence. So it's a very hot field in today's world, and the top scientists are working in this area. But the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literatures give us an understanding that actually Krishna, being the supreme intelligent personality, at his abode, everything is programmed in an artificial intelligent way. In the sense that in Goloka Vrindavan or the spiritual world, even the inanimate objects like the mountains or the structures or the things of that spiritual abode have intelligence of their own. If human beings are trying to reach that goal of artificial intelligence, what is the wonder that Krishna has already achieved it in his spiritual abode? For example, we know that in this particular month, the Damodar Leela took place. And in this particular pastime, Mother Yashoda is running behind Krishna to catch him and bind him. And as she is running, the flowers on her head, they fall down. Now the acharyas say that these flowers, we have the understanding that the flowers are inanimate, but the flowers, they were thinking. Some of the flowers thought that Yashoda Mai is trying to catch Krishna. So this is not a very good thing. To catch Krishna and to bind Krishna, that is not a very good thing. We don't like it. We don't want that to happen. So we don't want to be on Yashoda Mai's side. So we want to become separate party. So they jumped out of Yashoda Mai's head. And another group of flowers, they were thinking, yes, Krishna should be born. They were supporting Yashoda Mai's purpose. So they were thinking that if we remain on Yashoda Mai's head, our weight will be too much, and because of the extra weight, Yashoda Mai will be having difficulty running, and so she won't be able to catch Krishna. So let us lessen the burden of Yashoda Mai by jumping off her head. And in this way, the flowers jumped off Yashoda Mai's head. So we see that even the flowers in Goloka Vrindavan have perfect intelligence. Even the flowers. What the modern scientists are trying very hard with structures, Krishna has achieved even with flowers in the spiritual world. But there is a difference between the artificial intelligence that we are trying to achieve and the intelligence that appears in inanimate objects in the spiritual world. And what is that difference? In the world we are living in, we want machines to behave like human beings, and we want human beings to behave like machines. We see scientists are busy trying to give artificial intelligence to machines so that they will have intelligence and they will behave as if they have got intelligence. But on the other hand, we want human beings to behave like machines in the sense that we want human beings to act according to our desires, according to our command. And this is the greatest problem in maintaining relationships in this world. In the modern world, to maintain good relationships between any two personalities is becoming increasingly difficult. Why? Because we are so habituated to controlling machines, we tend to control people also. And we want to control people. And when we see that human beings are not acting according to our desire and are not subjugating themselves to our control, the relationship immediately breaks down. The husband wants to control the wife wants to control the husband. And because the wife and husband, none of them are machines, neither of them can successfully control the other. And so because there is a frustration in not being able to control, there is a breakage of relationships. Even amongst friends. Now everyone has a free will. That is human nature. But the tendency is, my friend should behave just the way I want him to behave. And that will never happen. And because we are dealing with machines that behave just the way we want them to behave, and when we see that our friends don't behave the same way, there is frustration. When the mobile doesn't work the way we want it to work, we change the mobile. And similarly, we do that with friends also nowadays. When the friend is not as per our desires, we tend to change the friend. So in the modern world, in today's society, human beings want machines to have artificial intelligence, and human beings want machines to act like living entities. But on the other hand, we expect living entities to behave like machines, subjected to our control. But in the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan, everything is intelligent, as we just now discussed. The flowers, the trees, the mountains, the rivers. In fact, when Krishna starts playing his flute, the river stops flowing. The rock melts because they are experiencing emotions. And because of those emotions, they exhibit these symptoms. But in the spiritual world, unlike in this material world, even inanimate objects behave the way they behave, not governed by some programming. It's not because of some artificial programming. They are inspired by love. This is the contrast between the spiritual world and the material world. In the material world, we want everything to be intelligent,
At the same time, the aspect of love is evaporating. Because there is a tendency to only control. There is no relationship and there is no love. But in the spiritual world, everything is intelligent, everything is a living entity. But everyone is motivated by love. In this world, we might be able to program a structure to behave intelligently, but we can never program that structure to behave intelligently motivated by love. That is not possible. That is a spiritual world, where emotions, fine sentiments, is all pervading. And everything, even the seemingly inanimate objects and things of the spiritual world, are full of life and they are motivated by love for Krishna. And it is even more interesting that in the spiritual world, Krishna himself assumes the form of a mountain called Giriraj or Govardhan Hill to give pleasure to his devotees. All these things are possible in the spiritual world because Krishna is all-powerful. So this Govardhan Hill, in this world, hills are inanimate objects. But in the spiritual world, Krishna, the supreme living entity, the source of all life in the entire creation, both material and spiritual, assumes the form of a hill to give pleasure to his own devotees and to give pleasure to all the cows of Vrindavan. He produces nice grasses by which the cows can be happy. He provides nice waterfalls with pure water, which is nectarian in taste, just so that the devotees can quench their thirst and become happy by drinking that water. But Krishna in this form of Govardhan Hill is the Supreme Lord and his devotee at the same time. This is the uniqueness of Govardhan Giriraj. He is simultaneously Krishna and at the same time a devotee of Krishna. Haridasa Varya. And he is considered to be the greatest of devotee also. Why? Because he knows how to give pleasure to Krishna by serving his devotees. This is the certification of Srimati Radharani in the Srimad Bhagavatam. She certifies Giriraj Govardhan as the greatest devotee. And she reasons why. The reason is because Giriraj is expert in giving satisfaction and happiness to all of Krishna's devotee. That is why he is the greatest devotee. So this is a spiritual world wherein one devotee is considered to be a greatest devotee because he is expert in serving other devotees. He is expert in giving pleasure to other devotees. Because he considers himself to be the servant of other devotees. That is a spiritual world. The only thought in everyone's mind, including the trees, the fruits, the rivers, the mountains, the thought in everyone's mind is how to give pleasure to others and to give pleasure to Krishna. Now coming back to our material world, isn't this what we are aspiring for? When someone builds a building for himself and when he designs the interiors, he builds the entire building the architecture of the building, and he wants the interiors in such a way that will give him pleasure and will give pleasure to his relatives and family members. And because people of this world are imperfect, they try for it. They might be successful to a certain degree, but how far they can be successful? But Krishna, being the all-powerful Supreme Lord, he can achieve this perfection without difficulty. So his home, the spiritual world, he has designed it in such a way that everything in the spiritual world gives him perfect pleasure, and everything in the spiritual world gives perfect pleasure to his family members. And who are his family members? Everyone in the spiritual world. So everything in the spiritual world is designed by Krishna in such a way that he gets the highest pleasure and everyone in his family gets the highest pleasure. When the general people of this world hear about this power of Krishna, how he has designed the spiritual world so perfectly, so personally, that everything has the potency to love, everything has the potency to think, we might feel it is unbelievable. Partly because of the frustration that we are not able to achieve it ourselves. But a sane person who has got a little bit of intelligence himself will understand that I may not be able to achieve this perfection that I want. That is to have an abode designed perfectly for myself and my family members. Just because I am not able to do it doesn't mean that the Supreme Lord, who is all powerful, won't be able to do it. Why can't he do it? He's all powerful. We have limited power, we can do it to a limited extent. But the Supreme Lord, being all powerful, can do it easily. What is the big wonder about it? What is the thing unbelievable about it? He does it perfectly also. And the beauty is, Krishna has created this spiritual abode. And when he comes to this material world, at times, just like he appeared in the material world 5000 years ago, he has the potency to bring a replica of that spiritual abode to this material world also. That is his supreme power. Just like rich men in this world, they have got one residence in Bombay where they are working, and during holidays they go to Lonavala, where they have got another house. It's not that they rent a house there during the holidays. They have got a house there already. If a rich man of this world can do it, why can't Krishna do it? So Krishna, when he comes to this material world, he also has the replica spiritual world, and that is the Bhauma Vrindavan, which is situated few miles from New Delhi. And everything that is there in the spiritual world, Krishna gets it here also, because he wants to enjoy even in the material world. So Giriraj Govardhan is in the spiritual world, and Krishna brings Giriraj Govardhan even into this material world. And Giriraj Govardhan is still there in Vrindavan today, giving his darshan. Now 5000 years ago, when Krishna visited the material world in Vrindavan, he performed a very special pastime in connection with Giriraj Govardhan. What was that? Once upon a time, Krishna, he observed that the cowherd men and women, they are preparing for a big yajna. So he inquired from Nanda Maharaj, his father, "My dear father, what's special? What are you preparing for?" And Nanda Maharaj said that we are preparing to worship Indradev, Indra Puja we are going to perform. But Krishna had other plans in his mind. So he suggested to Nanda Maharaj that, "Why are you worshipping Indra? Actually it is the cows and Giriraj Govardhan who are actually nourishing and sustaining the life of the covered community. The cows supply us milk and they are the source of our income. And Giriraj Govardhan provides the facility to take care of the cows by providing nice grass, nice water, and a place for the cows to graze. So we should worship Giriraj." So Nanda Maharaj, because he had so much love for Krishna, he couldn't say no. So with all the paraphernalia which was supposed to be for Indra Puja, Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men worshipped Giriraj Govardhan. And Krishna gave the exact procedure of how to worship Giriraj. He told them that you should prepare a lot of bhoga. Rice, dal, sabji, various kinds of sweets, nice preparations made from milk and cereals. Make mountains of preparations. And then we'll take it all near Giriraj mountain and offer it all to him. Just like we saw it in the afternoon here. We had a nice function wherein we prepared a lot of bhoga to be offered to Giriraj Govardhan. Now Giriraj is Krishna himself. So this is worship of Krishna himself. So when all this bhoga was taken to Giriraj, right in front of their eyes, Krishna assumed the huge form of Giriraj Govardhan, and with huge arms he consumed everything that was offered to him and asked for more. So the residents of Vrindavan tried to supply everything more and more and more and more, and Giriraj kept on eating. At last, when a tulsi leaf was offered to him, Giriraj was satisfied. And then Giriraj performed another miracle by replacing all that was consumed by him back at their original position. But now the difference was, it was no more bhoga, it was Mahaprasad of Giriraj. Now this Mahaprasad was very special, not ordinary Mahaprasad. Why? Because they are prepared by the milk which are produced by these cows. And this milk wasn't ordinary. The cows used to produce this milk inspired by love for Krishna. Because these cows are Vrindavan cows. They have love for Krishna and they produce milk out of love for Krishna. So much milk they used to produce and so much love they had for Krishna that this milk used to flow on the ground freely even without anyone milking them. So the Vrindavan soil used to be moistened by the milk of these cows. And that milk was nothing but love for Krishna which the cows had. And so the grains of Vrindavan grew. The grains were produced by this milk, not just the rain. So the grains were produced because of love for Krishna. And the covered men took those grains and motivated by love for Krishna, they prepared so many nice items to be offered to Krishna. So there is a chain of love behind these offerings. What to speak of the milk preparations which were directly produced from the milk which these cows had produced. Now what is the love of these cows for Krishna? There is a famous story that when Krishna was old enough to take care of the cows, initially when he was very small, less than 5 years old, he used to take care of the cows. But then when he reached 5 years old, the elders felt that he was grown enough to take care of the cows, and he was given charge of the cows. And Yashoda Mai, out of affection for Krishna, she felt that Krishna will go out to herd these cows and his tender feet will be hurt by the pebbles on the way. So she personally made nice shoes for Krishna. But Krishna was not ready to wear the shoes. Why? Because Krishna said, if I have to wear the shoes, then you should make shoes for all the cows. Now how many cows were there? 9 lakh cows. And each cow has 4 hoofs. So 36 lakh hoofs, 36 lakh shoes. That is not practical. But Krishna said, unless you make shoes for all the cows, I won't wear shoes myself. That is love of Krishna for the cows. So his Govinda, his Gopal, Go Brahmana Hitayacha, the cows are very, very dear to Krishna. Someone who shows his affection and love for the cows is pleasing Krishna greatly. One who gives protection to the cows is pleasing Krishna greatly. And anyone who harms the cows, what to speak of killing the cows, gives the greatest displeasure to Krishna, because Krishna loves the cows so dearly. He is not ready to wear shoes himself unless the cows wear shoes. So in this way, Yashoda Mai had to reluctantly drop the idea of shoes. But now, what was the love of the cows for Krishna? When the cows heard that Krishna is not going to wear shoes, and the very thought of Krishna's lotus feet being pricked by the pebbles was very disturbing to all the cows. So what did they do? In the dead of the night, all the cows together, they ran through Brajbhumi Vrindavan with great force. They ran with such force that all the pebbles on the ground were crushed to powder. Now that everything is powder, there is no pebbles to hurt Krishna's lotus feet. That is the love of Krishna for his cows, and that is the love of the cows for Krishna. And these cows, with so much love for Krishna, had produced that milk. And that milk was used to make so many preparations to be offered to Giriraj Govardhan. And Giriraj Govardhan, who is Krishna himself, accepted all that bhoga. And then he gave it all back in the form of prasad. Having been fully satisfied with that bhoga, having been fully satisfied with the love with which all those preparations were made. And we can imagine the quality of that prasad.